just one subject in the halachot. Hakam ben Sion, alav shalom, in Or LeZion Chalek Bet, Perek Lamed Vav, Ot Tet Vav, has a chidush, actually Tet Zayin. He talks about foods that are made in factories that are being run by goyim, and everything is done really mechanically. Let's say they have an electric factory run by electric, and you have, let's say, a product that the goy pushes the button, and that causes the product or conveyor belt to start moving, and it, let's say, drops the item into a cooker in order to cook it or to fry it, and then it takes it out, packages it, and so on and so forth. So the question he has is that considered bishule goyim? Bishul akum. The goy pushed the button, and he activated the whole process, although the goy didn't actually put the item in the cooking pot or the frying pan, but he pushed the button for electricity. So Chacham ben Sion holds that the way electricity works is every moment there's a new current, new zerim, and as a result, you can only connect to the goy the item that happened on the first push of the button. That first surge of energy that came out when he pushed the button, that's related to him. And therefore, whatever food went in as a result of the first push, that's considered Bishul Goyim. Anything after that is happening by itself. It's not related to him, nor is it related to anybody. It's related to the electric company, which is happening by itself. And he calls it Ma'aseh Kof Be'alma. So therefore, everything that comes after that, even though it's only goyim in the factory, and even though the goy pushed the button initially, after the first surge, it's considered happening by itself, and therefore there is no din of bishul goyim in such a case. That you'll have to analyze which products we're talking about. You'll have to look. But if that scenario presents itself, at least you know the opinion of Chacham ben Sion, how to judge it against bishul goyim. But a case that might present itself is the Gabe Shabbat. Sometimes on Shabbat, lo alenu v'lo alechem, there's a chole. And it's necessary to cook for a chole on Shabbat. Chas v'shalom, there could be a sakana. He needs to have something, he needs to eat something. And sometimes the halakha even allows a Jew to cook. Assuming all things are equal and he has enough time to make these decisions and nobody's going to die by him making these decisions, and he has a choice either to use a gas oven or something electric. For example, let's say a microwave, which would be electric, or another type of electric range. Chacham ben Sion says it's better to use the electric. Why? Because the electric, although you'll be over, not over, because you're cooking for a chole, but the potential is surim on mav'ir, that you're making a fire, but there's no bishul. Because since we only connect the first surge to you pushing the button, and anything that happens after the first surge is considered happening by itself, so therefore it's not considered mevashel at all. Mashe'enken on a gas, so that's considered your action, it's considered a continual item, it's not considered a new surge every moment. And therefore, he says, when it comes to cooking for a chole on Shabbat, it would be better to use electric than it would be to use a gas or another method. He has also a hadush legabe, the same concept. Legabe nerot Shabbat. And Mention holds that you shouldn't use electric lights for nerot Shabbat for the same reason. He says because since when you're lighting, you don't have enough oil. You don't have enough light to last only for 1 second. That's not Nerot Shabbat. Nerot Shabbat you need it to last, I guess, for the Seudah, so you bring light in the house. How could you make a beracha on a, imagine if you only have a drop of oil in the cup, and then you lit it. And then you add more oil, and you add more. Really, he says, no, it has to be, when you're making the Berakah Nadlik Ner Shel Shabbat, it has to be enough to last for the Seudah, let's say. So therefore, he says you cannot make on electric. Because electric is like there's only one drop of oil. And then a new drop is being added every single moment. And that's Chabad Zion's opinion. Chabad Zion argued on electric. And he held you can use an electric light in a case where it's needed for Ner Shabbat. But according to Chabad Zion, it comes out a kula according to this. Because since he holds, you don't have to worry, you're not allowed to use electric for Ner Shabbat. There's a big question. How could you make the beracha of Hadlakat Nerot when the lights are on in the house anyway? When a person goes into his dining room, the lights are on, his chandelier is on, the spots are on. He has light already. So what is he doing by lighting the Nerot? Tosefet Or. Tosefet shouldn't make a beracha. You have all the light you need, by the way. The way we eat, you're really benefiting from the chandelier more than you're lighting from benefiting from the Nerot. So therefore, the Kaura, how could you make a beracha of Nerot Shabbat? According to Chabad Zion, he says, no problem. Since you're not Yotzer with these lights, because it's electric, so therefore Adraba, it's not considered Yotzer, so then we can make the Berakha Nerot Shabbat. I don't know how Chabad Vajra answers that that dilemma, unless they'll say, you know, you can make a Berakha Tosefer also. Tosefer gets a Berakha as well. You don't have to make the Berakha. The doctor will tell you maybe to shut the lights and light, and then don't accept Shabbat, and then after you make the Nerot, then turn the light. And that's what he does say, Lamaaseh. That's the best way to do it, which means for a lady to light in the room that's dark and not accept Shabbat, and then after she lights, go turn on the lights in the dining room after that. Okay, not every lady remembers that at the time of the lighting. That's already a whole pimpul. But it comes out according to Chabad Zion, you have a kula according to this. You can keep the lights on and you kula. But according to Chabad Zion, you can use lights, so therefore it's proper to shut the lights first and then light, and then turn them back on, as long as they didn't accept Shabbat. Of course, if she accepted Shabbat, then somebody else could turn on the lights, the Goya, or somebody who did not accept the Shabbat. This is all documented, at least Chabad Zion's opinion, the Gabi Bishul Akum and the Nerod in the Sefer Ner Zion, starting on page Shin Pevav, going for a few pages.